Practice exam. Listening. Part 3.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор двух подростков. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we're ready to start.
Hi, Jake.
Oh, hi, Fiona. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Are you busy? I need your help for a geography project we're doing at school.
Sure. I was just doing my maths homework, but I'll finish it this evening after dinner. How can I help?
Well, we're doing a survey of where people have been on holiday and what kind of holidays they've been on. Can I ask you some questions?
Absolutely. I love holidays.
Great. So, the first question is, how many times have you been abroad?
Well, let me think. Last summer, we went to France. And the year before that, we visited my cousins in Germany. The year before that, we stayed here in the UK. 4 years ago, we went to Canada, which was fantastic. So, let's say 3.
And where do you usually stay when you go on holiday?
Well, strangely, I've never stayed in a hotel. Not even once. When we go abroad, we always go to stay with friends or family. I'm really lucky because we know people all over the world. When we stayed here in the UK that year, we went camping.
Nice. How long do you usually go away for?
Well, when you go somewhere far, like Canada, it's nice if you can go for a month. But we can never do that because of my dad's job. So the most time is 2 weeks. I can't imagine going to Canada just for 1 week. You'd land and then have to come back almost immediately.
Talking of landing, do you like flying?
I'm the only one who does. My mum is scared of flying, so she doesn't like it at all. My dad doesn't find it scary, but he doesn't enjoy it. I think he just finds it boring. I think it's really exciting.
What's the worst thing that's happened to you or someone in your family while travelling?
Let me think. Oh, well, I suppose the worst thing was when we were in Germany and my dad's wallet was stolen. They didn't get the plane tickets or passports because they weren't in his wallet, but they stole all his credit cards and some money. Dad had to go to the police.
And what's the strangest or most unusual experience you've ever had on holiday?
Most unusual? Oh, I know. We were in Toronto, you know, a big city in Canada, and we were just walking down the street, and my dad suddenly said, "I don't believe it." Walking towards us was an old school friend of his, who he hadn't seen for more than 20 years. That was quite strange.
Yes, very. A couple more questions, then we're done. Is there anything that you always take with you when you travel?
When I was younger, I refused to go anywhere without my teddy bear, George. But that was years ago. I don't think I could go anywhere without my mobile phone. I'd feel lost. I don't usually take books or magazines with me. I usually buy something when I get there.
Final question. How much money do you think you usually spend when you're abroad?
Not much, really. Mum and Dad pay for any meals when we go out to eat, and entrance to tourist attractions and things like that. I sometimes might buy a T-shirt or souvenir or a present for someone back home. So let's say no more than £20, something like that.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Jake. That's been really helpful.
No problem.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hi, Jake.
Oh, hi, Fiona. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Are you busy? I need your help for a geography project we're doing at school.
Sure. I was just doing my maths homework, but I'll finish it this evening after dinner. How can I help?
Well, we're doing a survey of where people have been on holiday and what kind of holidays they've been on. Can I ask you some questions?
Absolutely. I love holidays.
Great. So, the first question is, how many times have you been abroad?
Well, let me think. Last summer, we went to France. And the year before that, we visited my cousins in Germany. The year before that, we stayed here in the UK. 4 years ago, we went to Canada, which was fantastic. So, let's say 3.
And where do you usually stay when you go on holiday?
Well, strangely, I've never stayed in a hotel. Not even once. When we go abroad, we always go to stay with friends or family. I'm really lucky because we know people all over the world. When we stayed here in the UK that year, we went camping.
Nice. How long do you usually go away for?
Well, when you go somewhere far, like Canada, it's nice if you can go for a month. But we can never do that because of my dad's job. So the most time is 2 weeks. I can't imagine going to Canada just for 1 week. You'd land and then have to come back almost immediately.
Talking of landing, do you like flying?
I'm the only one who does. My mum is scared of flying, so she doesn't like it at all. My dad doesn't find it scary, but he doesn't enjoy it. I think he just finds it boring. I think it's really exciting.
What's the worst thing that's happened to you or someone in your family while travelling?
Let me think. Oh, well, I suppose the worst thing was when we were in Germany and my dad's wallet was stolen. They didn't get the plane tickets or passports because they weren't in his wallet, but they stole all his credit cards and some money. Dad had to go to the police.
And what's the strangest or most unusual experience you've ever had on holiday?
Most unusual? Oh, I know. We were in Toronto, you know, a big city in Canada, and we were just walking down the street, and my dad suddenly said, "I don't believe it." Walking towards us was an old school friend of his, who he hadn't seen for more than 20 years. That was quite strange.
Yes, very. A couple more questions, then we're done. Is there anything that you always take with you when you travel?
When I was younger, I refused to go anywhere without my teddy bear, George. But that was years ago. I don't think I could go anywhere without my mobile phone. I'd feel lost. I don't usually take books or magazines with me. I usually buy something when I get there.
Final question. How much money do you think you usually spend when you're abroad?
Not much, really. Mum and Dad pay for any meals when we go out to eat, and entrance to tourist attractions and things like that. I sometimes might buy a T-shirt or souvenir or a present for someone back home. So let's say no more than £20, something like that.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Jake. That's been really helpful.
No problem.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers.